Sri Lanka's constitutional amendment is shelved. MAF's helping tsunami rebuilding, fostering new relationships. And there's finally some good news from Niger. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Sri Lanka. Earlier this week, we told you about a proposed amendment to their constitution that would make Buddhism the state religion. The measure was to come up for debate October 4th. However, Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Glenn Penner says nothing happened because, well, there wasn't enough support.
What they would rather do is to avoid controversy and upsetting the international community at this time with the presidential elections at hand. The amendment did receive a great deal of publicity internationally, and the Sri Lankan government came under a great deal of heat for it, so they're backing off very quickly. And Christians, particularly around the world, asked their governments to please contact the Sri Lankan government, expressing our dismay over this constitutional amendment. And in many cases, our governments did do so.
Penner urges Christians to remember the body of Christ there, especially those involved in ministry.
Pray for the believers there that they will not suffer retaliation for this setback of the Buddhist agenda. There is concern, of course, that particularly in rural areas, Christians may suffer from some of the anger that the Buddhists feel over being thwarted on this amendment.
Next, rebuilding is the focus of ministry in tsunami-hit Indonesia. Mission Aviation Fellowship is working with Samaritan's Purse to help deliver needed supplies and manpower to hard-hit areas of Banda Aceh. Speaking via internet phone, MAF's Dave Bachman says they're working in this mostly Muslim region for one very important reason, relationships.
You can have a government official that is interested in hindering our operations, and so personal relationships help out there. But at a much deeper level, looking at people's eternal condition, personal relationships are what it's all about.
Bachman says like-minded Indonesians are working alongside those of the majority to help rebuild their lives.
In an area that their whole concept of what Christians were like was very negative.
That perception's changing. MAF's work has been limited by lack of airstrips in some areas. Pray for safety and that key relationships will be developed to help ministry grow in the region. You're listening to Mission Network News. While you don't typically think of Peru as an unreached country, the Bible League says the need is just as great there. That's why they've opened a new office in that country. Bible League's John Wagenveld says
there are about 90,000 villages and communities right now, and only 20,000 of them have an evangelical or Christian church in it. So that means there are at least 70,000 communities that don't have a Bible-believing church. You know, this is a huge answer to the needs in Peru. This is a country that has over 98 languages, not just Spanish.
Wagenveld says they're using their Project Philip program to help train Christians, which is the basis of their church planting initiative. Once they're trained, they do the Bible distribution.
We found that it is a lot better to do what we call strategic placement. They go out and they only place those Bibles and New Testaments into the hands of people that they see have an interest and who commit to studying for 5 weeks.
He says many people come to Christ as they study. $4 prints and places a Bible with someone who really wants it. Meanwhile, a new school year has just begun in Niger. Missionaries with Evangelical Baptist Missions launched an elementary school several years ago to reach a vast number of children from Muslim families. The good news is Nigerian Christians are now running the school. Over 400 children are taught daily from the Bible as part of their lessons. Pray for the teachers who not only train the children's minds, but also their hearts. And the International Bible Society reports that their monthly Bible Reader is being met with positive response in Latin America. The Reader is reaching children there with the gospel on a regular basis. Street children are also part of the outreach. The IBS team is using Encounters with Jesus to meet their needs in discipleship, and the team recently revised the New Living Bible in Spanish and Portuguese. Pray that these well-known texts will be a powerful resource to help readers understand the Word of God. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Discovery House Music's Celtic Cry, a free gift from Mission Aviation Fellowship, is available at 1-800-995-4828. Charles Billingsley, Scott Kerpain, Matthew Ward, and Shannon Wexelberg sing about the heart of a martyr, reminding you to pray for the suffering church. You can also request it at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.